What does freedom cost America? The price has been our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins, perhaps our moms and our dads, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyrants who didn't want to obey the laws that God had given to keep peace on this earth. Think, for example, of Hitler in the 1940s when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations. Armed forces all over the world had to stand up and fight for the freedom of mankind. The awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Millions and millions and millions of people died in World War II because of a wicked tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his wicked regime. That was 2.5% of the world's population that was eradicated. Did you know that on D-Day in 1944, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach? They boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana, and severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. When the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective they were trained to take wasn't there. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach and then our troops go behind those tanks and then take the cliffs. The vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired a shot. Most of their air support, the invading forces were told, would soften the landing areas, did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troopers who landed the night before. And why is that? Because when the bombers came over it, it was overcast. And the bombarders waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans. Trying to be cautious, they landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines of our own paratroopers, they were killed by friendly fire. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water. Many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the child's toy called the cricket clicker, so that they could identify one with another. Some paratroopers had their planes explode into balls of fire in midair. Planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno before they were even privileged to fire a shot. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German-occupied cities and were machine-gunned to death before they even hit the ground. Those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together. When the tank door went down on many of the boats, machine-gun fire raked those boats and every man was slaughtered before they even got into the water, much less the beach. Had Americans today known the price of their freedom, our posterity would be building rather than tearing down, honoring instead of dishonoring our heritage. As a matter of fact, our prison systems would be empty and crime would nowhere be tolerated. One thing we see through the American media, for example, practically every day of the week, no mention of the price paid for our freedoms, yet politics are being played out as if it's a game, and immorality is being spewed forth as to only destroy our foundations. Murder is the norm, and they say, if it bleeds, it leads. Look at a child. You see how he's so sensitive. Even when he cuts his finger, he sees the blood and cringes at such a fearful sight. A child understands the value of life, and yet the media in America sells death for the ratings of the week. Look, America, at how you've been desensitized. If we go back and look at the price paid for our freedoms, we would understand that it was somebody's son, somebody's daddy, somebody's mommy, grandpa, aunt, or maybe perhaps somebody's uncle. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms. The media doesn't show you the price of these young people that are dying in foreign wars today. Let's go back 235 years to understand the price that our signers, namely of the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights when they paid a high price for the freedoms that we now have. Did you know that five signers were captured?
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Obviously, everybody knows what today commemorates. It's a memorial to the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that their posterity somehow has subjected themselves to. Some will say, well, that's just being smart. No, it's not. It's absolutely true. Because the question that I have for everybody listening to me today, if you're not living for in the natural, 1 Corinthians, if you're not living for what they died for, then what did they die for? That's the question I want to ask, and we're going to be talking about that today. And I was talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, because it's the Spirit that teaches them. Well, the Lord always gave us parables, so he would teach us in the natural so we could understand what he was teaching us in the spiritual. And then when we think about the captain of our salvation, the greatest of all conglomerated, friends, in one, we're talking about the Lamb of God without spot or blemish. We're talking about the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And how does he take away the sins of the world? Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And I think of Revelation 1:5, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. I think of Ephesians 1:7, that he's delivered us from the power of darkness. And he's translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So there's freedom nowhere where there's not been first sacrifice laid out for us, friends. So again, what I want to do in all sincerity is lay out the question for all that are listening and watching today. What is it that they died for? Are you living for what they died for? If not, then again, what the question is why did they die then? And we have been taught to believe that they magnified the law, because we look at those that serve we the people in this country, namely the military. They swear with their hand up in the air as well, swearing to God and man concerning their oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. It's also in Ecclesiastes 5, 4, speaking of oath. They swear an oath to God that they will stand up and magnify his given laws like Scripture teaches us, Isaiah 44:21 or 42:21, in 40 verse 7 of Psalms. And I'm not trying to be cute here, friends. It's just bubbling up in me as I'm talking about, again, what Christ came in the world to do. He came in to establish perfect righteousness. Well, how did he do that? He magnified the law of God. And he died for the sins of mankind. So with that, friends, I want to cover this because there is no greater love than a man laid down his life for his brethren. And that's what so many have done to give us the freedoms that we have today. Now, before we get to that topic, I do want to say, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If you want to go to social media platforms, I do want to show you some things. If not, you're an affiliate. You can go ahead and listen. I will paint the picture as to what people are seeing us, seeing that I'm sharing with them on social media platforms. You can find that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page as well. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. One more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to say this as well. Obviously, everybody that listens to the show knows that we follow the Christ. But I want to tell you that if you want to bring about resolve concerning the issues across the country, and not just in this country, but worldwide, show them the price paid for their freedoms. Because once you begin to show them the price paid for their freedoms, you're showing them that they now have something to live for what men died for. But until you show them that, they're not going to stand up and follow those that sacrificed themselves to give them the freedoms that they have. I've been giving this message for 30 years in ministry. This was my message in high schools across the country, in colleges, tea parties, television, the price paid. And when you go to the church, that's the natural. And when you go to the church, what is the great pearl to the church? Christ crucified. You show men the price paid for their salvation. And again, when they understand that, they're going to stand up by the Spirit of God and they're going to live for what he died for, if so be that you belong to him. So with that, without further ado, let's kind of step into this. I remember watching a documentary one time years ago, and I watched literally thousands of documentaries on who we are, where it is that we came from, so on and so forth, both in the Christian realm first and foremost, and then what our forefathers established. And so I need to have that understanding. But I watch many documentaries concerning World War II. They call it the greatest generation. And I want to add to my comments here, again, what we're going to be talking about, that during that time, there was no home in America that didn't first feel loss. They didn't feel, folks, everybody in this country felt lost during World War II. Every household in America felt lost during World War II. That's why they call it the greatest generation. And I remember watching a historian talk about what I'm going to talk about here in a moment concerning Normandy. And he was talking about how the people in America today, they complain about getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning. He said, well, why don't you tell that to the boys on June 6, 1945, who laid down their lives to give us the freedoms that we have today. He said, before complaining, why don't you consider the price paid? And then I remember watching a documentary on Vietnam, several documentaries on Vietnam. And one individual said, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected we'll never know. And of course, those are the ones that came home. And I want to say it again. Freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. Now, in the spiritual, Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake, he will find it. And I'll tell you what, there's so much metaphorical examples laid out for us between those two comments that I just laid out for you, including the first one, that I don't even know how to add on to that, because we could end the show right now and it would be sufficient concerning what we've already said in knowing the price. But listen to that. These are the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants. They're the ones that said freedom has a taste to those who fight and nearly die for it, that the protected will never know. You know, I almost wonder sometimes when you look at the protected, you know, do they really live a grateful life? Because it's clear that those that have been forgiven much, love much. And if we've been forgiven much and we love much, I'll tell you what, without question, we are going to die. I'm sorry, we are going to live for what they died for. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this 5-day, 5-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I do want to remind everybody that actually giving a shout out to KLXXAM 1270, KLXXAM 1270, Bismarck in Mandan, North Dakota. Just wanted to give you a shout out. Welcome aboard. We thank you for your trust, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that we do not let you down. according to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution, because that's what we are doing here. We are giving people the resolve, the answers that they all say that they desire. So therefore, we're showing them the problem, then that we're bringing about the resolve, and the resolve always falls back to the responsible party, the people. Okay, because the people, we the people, hold the power. We are the government in this country under God. So I wanted to give that shout out really quick. Also wanted to let you know, too, this Soldier of the Cross is available. And this is much of what we're going to be covering today. And concerning June 6, 1944, The Greatest Generation. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I wrote this book. And what I did is I started out the book making comparison metaphorically, using the natural analogies to bring about the spiritual resolves and what Christ did for us in the spirit concerning Calvary. So when I'm talking about, for example, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Iwo Jima, whatever the case is, folks, I'm really likening that to my best in the best of my ability. Is to liken that unto the spiritual sacrifice that Christ has bestowed upon us on our behalf concerning his sacrifice on Calvary. And there's no better way to do it in showing the people the price paid. I got to first show you in the natural so you again can understand in the spiritual. But I had people say, are you like comparing the sacrifice of men to Christ? No, I'm not talking about the redemptive power. There's no comparison. Okay, you can take all the men that have been since the beginning of time. There's no comparison to the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb of God. Never in a million years would I do that. I'm just trying to get you to line your thoughts with what the Spirit teaches us concerning what Christ has done for us. So let's get over to this, because I want to cover this in first things first. I have friends that are in the military. Namely, I in particular called one of my friends out of Pendleton. And he was a sergeant of the police out in California, Southern California, as was he also a chaplain for the Marines when they came through the recruitment center and at Pendleton. And I'd asked him, I said, I got a question for you. And he said, what's that? By the way, he raises up SEALs and the Marines, and he works with all those guys. So he is in the trenches with all of these guys concerning their training. I'd asked him, after much observation concerning on June 6th, how our boys were dropped off on the beach, namely Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, Gold Beach, Uno Beach, and Sword Beach. And I'd ask them the question, why was it that our government would take our boys in such a fashion and drop them off on a beach? Again, Utah Beach, that's what we all know of. Omaha Beach, that's what we all know of. Gold Beach, that's what we all know of. You know, and Sword is what most people don't know of, okay? Because that was the British head when they took the beach, okay? Now, and Canadians were involved as well. But I wanted to ask him the question, why was it that our governments and the government of the British and the Canadians, why would they use their boys, drop them off on a beach where they had to cover over a half a mile only to go up a bunch of against a bunch of cliffs to get to the very top? They had to climb the cliffs to get to the top to get at the Germans. I said, I don't understand that, David. I said, help me understand, why would we drop our boys off and hazard their lives in such a way? It was honestly, and I'm not saying this in any way to bemean or to demean the sacrifice that's been given unto us. No way, just the opposite, friends. I think my life and my ministry proves just the opposite, and no one honors the military more than the guy that you're listening to right now. But you got to ask yourself the question, why was it that they were set up like sitting ducks? Why were they mowed down like it was a turkey shoot? I mean, the only thing that made sense concerning the way that our boys were dropped off in that war was through the 101st Airborne. Because outside of that, it was literally a death march. And that's exactly what we see. Every time we look at June 6, 1944, it's interesting how the first thing that we observe is those boys on those Higgins boats getting dropped off at the beach to get mowed down. While the Germans were sitting there waiting for them to come so they could murder all of those boys. How did that make any sense? David said to me, Bradley, that's a question that I cannot answer. And for the life of me, friends, I got to tell you, even now, that was probably the most ignorant thing or deliberate thing that I've ever seen a government do in all of my life. Yeah, you can call it honorable all that you want. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't honorable on the behalf of those that sent our boys because it doesn't make a bit of sense tactically. Okay? And even if you talk to, by the way, I was friends with many of the Banner brothers. Hang on a second. I have, right behind me, I have a big poster of Babe Heffron, several others, Dick Winters, Shifty Powers, the list goes on. We were, Herb Surth was another one. We went over to his house. Many of them were our friends. Many of them were our friends. And when you ask them the question about what took place at Utah and Omaha Beach, Gold Beach, Uno Beach, and Sword Beach, they'll tell you, oh, those guys had it real rough. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I'm not going to belabor this point, friends, but I got to tell you, if you look at that tactically, I got to be honest and say that seemed very deliberate to me. Because a majority of our guys, our boys, were murdered on that beach. Again, once the Higgin boats dropped the back, many of them were sprayed down before they even got out of the water. Did you know that? And if they did get out, they had to go across a full metal spray coming from a bunch of Germans on top of the cliffs that were waiting for them to get dropped off at the beach. And our guys had to cover over a half a mile of a sand trot if they made it, only to go up against a wall of a cliff to get to the top to take over the Germans. It makes absolutely no sense. If you've got any insight that I don't have, bring common sense, because I'll tell you what, that's where I'm at right now. 281-845-4704. Now, Jesus always spoke in parables. He spoke first in the natural and then in the spiritual as he explained the kingdom of God. He said, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. Now, when I look to the natural, I see what our veterans did in going to war on the behalf of we the people, the innocent dying in fighting off the guilty, or again, as we have been told, right? These men, on June 6, 1944, magnified the law. Remember, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, concerning the oath that I was just talking about a moment ago. And I'm going to stop right there and say, by no means am I promoting unconstitutional war. Let me say it again. By no means am I promoting unconstitutional war. Americans, here's a side note for you. Out of the 248, 49 years at this point that we have been a country, we have been at war 92% of the time. You're not going to tell me that they were righteous wars. Who has gained from them wars? And that will show you the unjustness of those wars. Because incrementally, since the very beginning of time, if there was a war, our forefathers were the first ones to go to war. Now the politicians have your children going to war. They have your aunts and your uncles. You get the point. Why? Because they're profiting from the war that is unconstitutional. And we could talk, we could do a whole show on that, but I don't want to get too sidetracked here. I just wanted to let you know that many of the wars, more than not, that have been fought from this, at the expense of the blood of our children, they've been unconstitutional wars. Let's not lie about it, okay? But I want to go back and make the point that I'm not promoting unconstitutional wars. There's the Lord's wars and there's the man's wars. And there's always righteousness if it's the Lord's war, okay? And truth will always be at the center of the conversation. What's the first casualty in every war, friends, the way that the politicians sell it to you today? The truth. That's how they create the war. And I think Americans are now finally awakening to the fact that their politicians have been for decades, for generations in this country, have been the perpetrators of the war at the expense of our blood. And I believe that people are tired of it. I believe that they're coming to the end of it. And for a better way of saying it, friends, I just say this, and hopefully you hear me and hopefully you parrot this. If the politicians today want a war, then we can go ahead and send them. They can be the first ones to go. And that's how you ensure the fact that there's not going to be a war. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, talking about D-Day today, June 6, 1944. When I look to the natural, I see what our veterans did in going to war on the behalf of we the people, the innocent dying and fighting off the guilty. That's what we're taught, correct? These men magnified the law, as I said, Isaiah 42:21, Matthew 5:17, against the guilty of all sorts, and bringing judgment upon their heads. Do you see how this works, friends? And in the end, establishing righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51, verse 4, the way that the Lord had commanded us to be. So as a matter of fact, it's our wisdom and our righteousness in the sight of the nations, Deuteronomy 4, 6. Yet I ask, what was the price paid by the soldiers in doing so? I want you to contemplate this, and I'm going to roll slow so you can hear it carefully. The price that was paid on their behalf was them departing and separating from their families, from their parents, from their wives, from their husbands, from their children, and so on and so forth. And in the end, in many cases, the giving up of their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, just like our forefathers. Now, when comprehending this all, it is relatively easy to understand why it is that we hold these men in high esteem, honor. Again, that's why it is that we honor them in our daily lives by living for what they died for. And as I said during the first segment, real love is always found within its own demonstration, its exhibition. Okay, you know how they love by what they do. The natural response of the people to their sacrifices would be that of gratitude, thankfulness. Okay, now I just want to put this up in the light of what I've seen in this country over the last 5 years. During the pandemic, I noticed a lot of the said freedom fighters that were selling themselves as, you know, patriots, Christians, and or conservatives. When trouble came to their states, I noticed that they were the first ones to leave their state to go to a honey trap, a state that they thought that was a safe state. See, they loved their country so much that it was their time to fight for their posterity. They upped stake and they ran to another state. This is what I see today. This is the posterity of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Isn't that insane? Yeah, it is. That's not gratitude, folks. That's hate. That's not gratitude. That's cowardice. There's nothing upright about that. You hear it all day long. We love America. We love God. We love this. We love that. And then when it comes under fire, they're the first ones to capitulate in the face of the fight to maintain what it is that the Lord has given them through the sacrifice of others. And yet when you look at Joshua 22, it talks about the very things that when you receive the possession, those that have been previously dispossessed and you possess that land, you're supposed to keep his commandments in that possession as well. Nope, not them. If there's sacrifice, if there's a sacrifice that needs to be done on their behalf, someone else needs to do it for them. If you're going to keep them in your state, then somebody else better stand up and make sure they sacrifice themselves so they can have the freedoms that they have. I see it all over the country. You're an embarrassment, and you don't deserve the freedoms that you have. You can say that's your opinion all day long. No, that's a fact. Because how do I know that? Because that's not what they fought for. That's not at all what they fought for. When you look at gratitude, you see the people that are truly grateful for the sacrifice that's given unto them. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit here. The price that's been paid has been paid by our grandfathers, our fathers, our sons, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, many of the women that served during that war as well, our neighbors, those who were willing to take a brave stand against the tyrants who did not want to obey the laws that God had given to maintain the peace on this earth that we all claim to desire. Now, when you look at the wars from the founding era, I want to go back 250 years to see for yourselves the sacrifices given leading up to the present. Okay, when we look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence, who rightfully acknowledge that our rights come from God, the U.S. Constitution, which ends with in the year of the Lord, 1787, and the signers of the Bill of Rights, what do we see? We see concerning our forefathers, the five signers who were captured by the British as traitors. We find 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. We find 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army and another had 2 sons captured. We find 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War or the War of Independence. Matter of fact, John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year, he lived in forests and caves only to return home and find that his wife is dead and his children are all vanished. A few weeks later, Declaration of Independence signer John Hart died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston also suffered similar fates. Now, if we think about this both past and present concerning wars, think with me, if you will, concerning the German tyrant from the 1930s and the 1940s. When he rose to power through totalitarian means, like you're seeing in America today, it's a government by force, he then committed, Adolf Hitler did, heinous crimes and atrocities, not only against his own countrymen, but also the people in the surrounding nations as well. Many of them were civilians. Armed forces from around the world had to unite against him and his demonic Reich. I want you to contemplate this, friends. During that war, did you know that there was a, as a matter of fact, Prescott Bush, grandfather to the last president Bush? Did you know that grandpa's responsible? As a matter of fact, he was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. I just want to make clear that you understand that this is what was going on during World War II. Prescott Bush, the father of George Bush Sr. and Jr., was indicted for illegally financing Hitler's war. I want you to think about this. Well, our boys were sent over there to be slaughtered, fighting off a tyrant. I want you to remember that it was many of your politicians that were actually illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war at the expense of the blood of your boys. I want you to contemplate that. This is what I, folks, if there's anything I stand against, it's just that. Remember when they all swear their oath, this includes politicians, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Yep, that's exactly what it means. There is nothing, hey, folks, there's everything honorable in standing up against a tyrant in your own backyard. Why? Because he doesn't have a right to do it. Why? Because those that bled the battlefield red with the blood, they didn't honor that individual with the opportunity so he could go ahead and desecrate their memories. Do you understand why I stand up and fight against the nonsense that most of you tolerate today? They don't have a right to do that, and I'm not going to watch the blood of our boys being desecrated under the feet of a bunch of insidious politicians. No way. No way. Read Psalm 94:16. I just got done telling you that armed forces from around the world had to unite against him, Adolf Hitler, and his demonic Reich, and to stand up against his regime and fight for their freedoms, right? The awful price that had been paid in warring down this tyrant and his regime was beyond anyone's imaginations. Again, listen to the price. Millions upon millions of individuals had to die in World War II fighting against this wicked and lawless tyrant. But again, your politicians, namely the Bush regime in your country, were indicted for financing that war. Go ahead and cross-check me. It's online. It's easy to find. As a matter of fact, going back to the price paid, 2.5% of the world's population perished in the process of World War II. I bet most people didn't know that. Well, you do now. On June 6, 1944, they call it D-Day, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, Gold Beach, Juno Beach, and Sword Beach, and they boarded flat-bottom boats. Higgins boats is what they were called. Severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off course, and when the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans, as I said, were totally obsolete because the military objective that they were trained to take wasn't even there. Amphibious tanks, those are the tanks that would they could go in water as well as land. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on the beach, on the beachheads, and then the troops were to go behind the tanks and take the cliffs. The vast majority, that's the majority of those tanks, sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired a single shot, Americans. Gosh. Most of the air support for the invading forces that they were told would soften the land areas did more damage to cow pastures than it did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troopers who landed the night before. It was overcast in the bombardiers waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans, trying to be cautious. They then landed in cow pastures and behind lines of our own paratroopers and were killed by their own soldiers, called friendly fire. The German general built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water, and many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their targets. Some paratroopers, talking about our guys, had their planes explode into balls of fire in midair. Planes full of America's finest. Folks, I'm going to come back to this. I'll give you a moment to think about the price paid for the freedoms that you have today. I'll tell you what, if you want boldness, look at those that have gone before you and sacrificing themselves to give you what you have today. Boldness will come. Boldness will come. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Much of what we're talking about right now is in the book Soldier of the Cross. It's about 100 pages, super easy to understand. It's not out of school. It's all based on testimony, the Word of God. And as a matter of fact, we're talking about much of the stuff concerning D-Day directly from the book even now. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. Also, check out our schedule as well. We got an up-and-coming event June 28th at 10 to 4 p.m. at Parrish Park. It's called Picnic at the Park in Johnstown, Colorado as well. That should be a good excuse for all of you guys to come out and say hello, friends, because we're coming a long ways to do so. I wanted to let you know one more time, I'm trying to get as much information as I can in here before his phone calls accumulate. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just hold on with me, please. I want to finish this point, and then I'll pull up the phone calls. We were just talking about how some of the paratroopers during World War II, because we're talking the memorial or the commemoration of June 6th, 1944, D-Day, and I'm highlighting what was going on during that particular time, and I'm asking you right now to consider the price paid for your freedoms. Some of the paratroopers had their planes explode in balls of fire in the midair. Just so you can understand how I think about this stuff, just think about the 2 years of grueling training, the laborious training they went through to get to that position, and they were murdered. They were killed. They were blown out of the sky before they even hit the ground. Just think about that. First and foremost, think about the fact that that was somebody's grandpa. That was somebody's dad. That was somebody's brother. That was somebody's cousin. That was somebody's neighbor. That was somebody's friend. That's what I want you to consider, okay? But I want you to also consider, friends, that those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly, as I was talking about at the offset of the show today, they were mercilessly machine-gunned together when the tank doors went down. It was almost like a setup if you watch it, friends. It really, truly was. There was so much blood spilt that it was said that there was up to 10 yards of blood between the boat and the shoreline. That's how much blood was being shored up on those beaches that day. Again, if only the American people today knew the price of their freedoms, our churches, first and foremost, the blood of Christ, our government, the blood of our boys, our people would be loving each other rather than hating each other, educating each other rather than indoctrinating. The people wouldn't tolerate it. They'd be building rather than tearing down, Isaiah 58, verse 12, repairing rather than destroying, and honoring instead of dishonoring. Matter of fact, transgressions committed against the law within the churches and within the halls of government would not be tolerated by the people at all. And why? Because the people recognize for themselves the blood spilled for their freedoms. I thank the Lord for these men for doing so. They were selfless and willing to fight so that we, their posterity, could have a future and a hope. That's what they did it for, just like our forefathers did. Our veterans magnified our laws in fighting and dying and sealing their testimonies with their own blood against the German tyrants and those that were led into the hell that he created, and we conquered. In World War I, there was 116,516 Americans that bled the battlefield red with their blood. So as we were told, we could remain a free people. My grandfather fought in that war. Did you know that the Declaration of Independence, does anybody, have you taken the time to read that? Because remember that our rights come from the Lord, okay? And we have to understand 1 Timothy 6:12 that says if you want to remain a free people, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. It's just that that applies to all mankind. Friends, it was the blood of our veterans that ratified, made valid these God-given rights. So you understand. In World War II, 405,399 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood. It is said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Two of my uncles fought in this war. Hey, folks, do you guys know the Constitution? Do you know the enumerated laws? Because it was their blood that ratified these God-given rights. In Korea, 36,574 Americans sacrificed themselves in bleeding the battlefields red with their blood to enforce the law against tyranny, we were told, to ensure our freedoms. The dad that I never knew was there. He was in this war and had shared with me that it was his duty to pick up body parts out of the water. That's what we're commemorating today, friends. Do you know the Bill of Rights? It was their blood that ratified these God-given rights. Vietnam, 58,209 Americans bled and died so we could have the liberties that we have today. My cousin was killed in this war. P.S., have you ever been to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C.? You ever been there? It's interesting. 58,000 names on the wall. Did you know that about 10 yards away from that wall? I want to show you what you've allowed, Americans. Did you know that about 10 yards away, and I got a picture of it in my magazine right here, but 10 yards away from the Vietnam Wall, where blood was shed so we could have the freedoms that we have today, we were told, I'm saying that purposely, isn't it interesting that, again, 10 yards away from the Vietnam Wall, they have fences around trees. Fences around trees with warning signs on the fences saying that if you're to do any damage to these trees, that they will enforce the laws against you. Do you see the communists that you've allowed to infiltrate the halls of government today, Americans? How they use the law against the law? How they show you what they prioritize because it's not me and you? They prioritize the fact that they want you and me to believe somehow or another that we're here to serve them rather than them being there to serve us and upholding God's law to ensure our freedoms. I just want you to consider all of this, friends. I want you to consider how on a daily basis, from the top to the bottom in this country, you sit back and you allow them to desecrate the blood of the veterans by tolerating their crimes. You say, well, that doesn't apply to me. Praise God. Then we're on the same page, right? But if it does apply to you, I'm telling you right now, you need to read God's moral law and understand that you violated every single one of them, Exodus 20, and you need to repent. Acts 20, verse 21, repentance towards God and put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob. Hey, Bob, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to the show. I did not mean to kick you to the curb, guy, but this is important information. I seen you up there. What say you? You've got 3 minutes.
Well, the only way I can listen is to call in. I can't get it on your website. Rumble tells me they're down. And I just I think we're in a war right now, and you are. But your description of D-Day has never so upset me and brought the truth to what probably
D-Day has never so.
That's about all I have to say. But I just wondered if any other people are having trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'm online right now, Bob, and I can tell you right now, it's interesting how our subscribers, and I've said this 1,000 times, are just, they're throttling the site. They don't want people to hear this message. And again, this falls back to the American people, Bob, that are given the government to go ahead, and they know who's guilty. Given the government a pass to go ahead and censor free speech. They don't understand that that is the act of a dictator and a tyrant to suppress, and they don't understand that that's the first move to overthrowing a country by having total control of a narrative. They have chopped our numbers in half. They pulled our Facebook. They have pulled our YouTube page. Vimeo won't have our content up there neither. Why? Because we're not subversive. We're exposing them for who they are. But I do want to say, I just went to Rumble right now and I could actually pull the page up. What you might want to do, Bob, is check and see if there's any updates, because 2 days ago we were having major problems with our computers over here until we did just that.
Okay. You cut off right after the Rumble thing, but anyway, so you know, I think we're at D-Day today, so
amen. Amen.
And I've had trouble all week. You know, I have been able to get one or two shows, but I try every day.
Interesting.
So thanks so much for what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, I'm sorry you're having problems, guy. I really, truly am. We got another caller up there, but I'm not going to answer it. And I've asked the screener probably 5 times now who the caller is. So we're just going to go ahead and give that one a pass. Folks, listen, the objective here, I could spend literally 6 hours talking about the price paid for your freedoms. I want to tell you, if you're not living for what they died for in the natural, if you're not living for what Christ bled, Calvary,
it's a tall old tree and a strong old
if you're not living for what Christ died for in redeeming you through his blood, you can rest assured you don't belong to him. And in the natural, if you're not living for what they died for, don't have the audacity and don't shame yourself in front of the faces of the people that know the difference as if to suggest that you're a patriot, because you're not. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.